You're listening to Panoptic PM. This podcast was created to educate and inspire the next DIYer. So if you're frustrated with not knowing where to start planning your projects at home, work, and in the community, if you're always on a time crunch and don't have the time to search endlessly on Google and YouTube to find the perfect list, if you enjoy sharing your DIY story and leaving your legacy of information for the next person, and if you want to learn how to manage your project like a boss when you don't have the experience, tune in. This podcast is just for you. Hello and welcome to the Panoptic PM Podcast. I am your host, Dee Dee Sanogo, and the founder and CEO of Panoptic Project Solutions, a do-it-yourself platform dedicated to making project planning more social and less stressful while helping you capitalize on your unpaid value at the same time. So let's get started. So the topic for discussion today is, who is the new DIYer and why is a shared economy so important to this next generation and to those who follow? So this is my very first podcast and I am so excited to share my number one passion and what inspired me to become a tech startup founder. So shout out to all of my sisters and my brothers too, I don't discriminate, for grinding it out and being a founder and going through all of the ebbs and flows to bring their gifts, their impact to our world. Thank you. So I love tech. I love project management. But truth be told, I can really make some improvements on pitching this Panoptic Project Solution platform. It's very difficult when you have a lot of information. So I get super long-winded and I want to share all of my ideas and explain to the nth degree. And I get so many people confused. So a part of my goal in starting this podcast is to communicate the why on my own terms. Forget about the elevator speech and jargons and all the pressure to get out in front of thousands of people and just in 3 minutes or less, tell like why you in fact need to bring this product to market. I am setting my own table. I'm going to put my own chair here at this podcast, and I'm going to share the goodness of why this new social economy is going to be a game changer in building wealth for the 99%. So, full disclosure, I am a bit of a futuristic thinker. In fact, like when I love to read, I love personality profiles like Myers-Briggs. But when I found StrengthFinders 2.0, I was like in heaven because I'm the eternal optimist. So when I found the StrengthFinders profile list and took my test, which I recommend to like every manager, please, if you want to be an effective manager, have your employees take this profile test and manage them on their strengths, not their weaknesses. The more you manage strengths, the better it'd be for everyone. So my top five greatest strengths is futuristic, dead smack in the middle. I rank third in my personality. So be prepared to think a little bit outside the box with me. Think outside the box, in the box, around the corner, bring it back. Yes, we are about to take it there. So be prepared. So DIYers. When you think of DIYers, you typically think of someone using their hands to build things. You want to save money and find like clever ways to do things on a budget. And they usually make it very crafty. Well, I want you to think a little bit different about DIYers and how technology is changing this game. We, every day, are changing something new in our technology footprint. You know, we have services that are faster. We also have applications that allow us to become more productive and connected. But this information age, we have to stay on top of the curve if you want to be smart. And so the days of mass production is nearly over. So buckle up your seatbelts, kids. Buckle up. Our new economy will be built on the decentralization of power, wealth, and knowledge as we know it. Let me give you an example of why. Our new DIYer will spend more time creating value at home and not at work. When you typically go to work, you're producing goods and services for a price. You're selling it back out. You have some type of possession, whether it's your paycheck or whether you're going to take that that knowledge and information to share it, to monetize on it. Well, this day and age, the new DIYer will be creating value at home, and they will be spending more of their time doing things that they love to do, that they're excited and passionate about. This DIYer has no age limit. The industry, it's not a discrimination on industry or social economic factors. Although almost all of the DIYers now are millennials and like young Gen Xers, and I am a Generation Xer. But the older generations, like the baby boomers, they have all the experience. They're the experienced DIYers. They're like the Martha Stewarts, and they're the ones who bring order, and they have wisdom over wisdom because of how they were taught by the very traditionalist. But they have information to share, and it's time to transfer that knowledge, which is very difficult at this time because a lot of baby boomers are deciding to stay in the workforce a little bit longer, which is causing a little bit of tension of how the perception of productivity is changing, how we're passing on that knowledge at a faster rate. So yes, the DIY generation has their own preference and styles when it comes to planning, but it really just got real. Like really, this preference thing and all these algorithms has just gotten real. So as of March of like 2018, 1 billion unique users go to YouTube every month to get information, which has surpassed Google. Like this is our like information search monopolist. I mean, they usually control where we start our search and when we want to find out information. No longer do we have the Encyclopedia Britannica. No, we have Google, Bing, and other search engines to support us. But people want to see YouTube University now. And why is that? Well, people are really interested in getting the information and knowledge, and they want to share their knowledge in a way that makes them feel that they're impacting someone's life. So you have sites like Etsy, Fiverr, and Spinwith. They allow users to display their talents and professional goods and service offerings directly to individuals, which is so freaking fascinating to me. Like, no longer do we have to go to these big corporations to get information. We don't have to spend obscene amount of money now to find someone who could help us understand how to use blockchain or how to implement interfaces within our software or even how to put a freaking box together. You can go to a site and find an expert, and then you could share and negotiate what that price is directly. It's freaking fascinating. So what is so powerful about it is because the cooperative agreement that sharing knowledge will allow more people to be in control of their destiny. We all want to be in control of our destiny. It's a game changer. If you have a little hustle muscle, and if you're truly determined and tenacious, and that you want to determine the value of how you spend your time, how much money you can make, how you're going to empower those behind you, before you, beneath you, in between you. It is all about the share economy. You don't always have to spend a whole lot of money to get information now. You can find people directly on the internet. You can link with them. Our networks are more linear now. And the millennials have taught me a lot about how power works. It used to be like this top-down hierarchy of power where people at the top would take the information and push it down to those at the bottom. And that's how people found their structure. But now, like, these networks are linear. Like, social media numbers on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There's all kinds of like social media pockets, like professional pockets like LinkedIn, that connects people on a very even playing field. Like I could find you on your footprint on the internet. I can have access to you and reach out and figure out how we could share our expertise and knowledge together, which is a little different from most of the generations, but we're taking control of our own destiny. And this is why young people had a bad rap. When we in 2009 had the stock market crash and our economy started to sink, people who were leaving or in college or leaving college had a very bad rap on the amount of debt they had and owed in college and how they were going to go out and find a job when there was no one hiring. So young people started taking control of their own pathways to careers. College and contributions became different. Powered by this digital learning, called this YouTube University, and how Google inspires people to find stories in blogs and podcasts in order to get the information they need to start doing it themselves. It's freaking fascinating. So, yes, they were faced with unemployment and high rising costs of earning a degree, but they seeked an alternative pathway to find and create jobs that they love on their own terms. That's boss. So my question is, why is project management behind the curve? I don't get it. I truly love it. But somebody didn't get the memo. Somebody didn't get the memo until now. And here is my why. Why Panoptic Project Solutions is so important to me. Panoptic is important because the success of every industry, home, social movement, they're all faced with the same thing. We want to take all parts and make it whole and one view. And basically, if we shift the focus, we shift the results. And project management is the foundation of gathering the information, making a plan, and executing without having to go through the hoopla. The novice, you now have a way to do it through Panoptic PM. So now all we're doing is disseminating information and sharing it. We can start realizing how to best utilize our productivity. If we spend more time impacting the world with our talents, gifts, and strengths, that is why Panoptic PM is so important. Because now it's about the knowledge sharing, it's about the list, it's about the social impact, and how we can bring more people up from that 99% and make it even. Really, truly bring our middle class back here in America and truly across the globe. I get it. Project management is not sexy, but in fact, it is the grandfather of the Internet of Things. It brings communication together, information together, and transportation. I mean, if you think about it, interfaces is just basically a choo-choo train taking information from one application to the next, right? Yeah. Together, we all synthesized information to make sure we gave our best scope of work to execute on the project. And that is why this new information age is connected to project management, because those two Internet of Things combined is going to be how we're going to control our own destiny by decentralizing all of this power and knowledge and going directly to the source. So basically, I get it. Sometimes project management can confuse the heck out of people. There's a lot of terminology that is used. And frankly, you know, there is a crisis in project management because we have not made a plan to bring millennials on. We have huge requirements to get project management certifications. If you don't have a college degree, that's 7,500 hours of project experience before you can even sit for your exam. And if you have a college degree, that's 4,500 hours minus probably $1,000 if you complete your degree, to even sit for your certification. So the knowledge gap is transferring. The average age of the project manager now is 42 years old, with the means being 27 and 54. That is a crisis, people. So in order for us to fill in the gap, we have to bring more people along to understand what project management is and how they can do it themselves. Let's help them do this. So what we're going to do is use all of the aspects of our lives and make it recognizable to others. In the next episode, we're going to understand how project management is going to support us and making us more empowered to do the work right away and not waiting endlessly through the search. We're going to get that information started. No more overwhelming stress. Time to consume the information right away and distribute that knowledge, assess it, and execute people. But that's going to be our next show. We're going to discuss how distributed knowledge is accessible to everyone and how it will impact the rest of our lives. So thank you so much for your time today. I cannot wait to talk to you again on the next Panoptic PM podcast. Panoptic PMers, please visit us at www.panopticprojectsolutions.com and subscribe. Leave us a comment. Let us know what kind of projects and events you're planning and what kinds of legacy information you're willing to share to make sure that we have a great social economy. This platform is going to be the bomb and everyone is going to be managing their project like a boss. But we need your help. So if you have any other questions, feel free to send us a voicemail via the Anchor podcast. Until next time, we'll see you soon.
Yay! The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.